Pardon?
How about some of yours? I'll take one.
With your permission. Megillat Rut, ברשותכם. The custom to read Megillat Rut on Chag HaShavuot, according to the Gemara, not only to read it, it's one version of this Gemara to say Bracha on the Megillah. And some people even say Shechiyanu when you read it on Chag HaShavuot. Of course, simple explanation, what Chachamim give, during Megillat Rut, David HaMelech, Mishtar, David HaMelech died on Chag HaShavuot, and probably, Kanireh, also, he was born on Chag HaShavuot, Nolad on Chag HaShavuot. So, Chachamim said, okay, let's read it. Of course, what it means also is, David HaMelech is the first king, David HaMelech HaRishon, started Malchut, Chag HaShavuot ends, the Sefirot end Malchut, Nigmar b'Malchut. So this is a similar explanation. Anashim Baruch Chachamim came and they said, okay, let's read on Chag HaShavuot. Now the Zot Hashem will see the secret of this Megillah. The Megillah starts like this, ויהי בימי שבות השבתים ויהי רעב בארץ וילך איש מבית לחם יהודה לגור בשדה מואב ובשור שני בניו. Comes the Gemara and says, בימי שבות השבתים, זה היה בזמן השופטים, it was in the time of the judges. Time of the judges, of course, the judge that the Megillah refers to, השופט שהמגילה מתכוונת, איבטון, איבטון. One of the שופטים, his name was איבטון, and the Gemara says, איבטון זה בועז. The guy that we're going to read about him, to learn about him, his name is בועז. And says, his real name is not בועז, his real name is איבטון. שמוע מתי זה איבטון. It's a nickname. Boaz is a nickname. Kinui. So the Megillah starts, Vayimim Yeshvot HaShavtim, it was the time of judges. So comes the Gemara and says what it means is the judges really did not do the job right. Lo Shavtu Kahogen. And therefore, the same explanation, Vayirav, Baaz was a famine. The famine started, as the Mishnah Perkei Avot says. If you don't judge right, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu brings the famine, Yesh Rav, Lo Danim, right? And the Megillah says, Vayelech Ish Mibet Lechem Yehuda, a person went, Lo Katuv Shmo, says one person left, doesn't say his name, Yagur Bezdeh Moab, he's going to Moab, this is on the other side of Jordan River, Ubi Ishto Shnei Banav, his wife and his two children. Yashem Ha'ish Elimelech, his name is Elimelech, Hashem Ishto Naomi, his wife named Naomi, Hashem Shnei Banav, Machon Bechon Nefratim, important people, in Bet Lechem Yehuda, Bevoz, Demoah, Beyusham, Dikedon. Vayamot Elimelech Ish Naomi, Vatishayir Yiv Shnei Banav. Megillah says, first, he died. Vayetzu Lahem Nashim Moabiyot, they got married to non-Jewish girls, not only non-Jewish girls, also from Moab, when the Torah says, you may not intermarry with this nation, so far we don't know if the girls are allowed, but the simple statement is you cannot even marry to them, even if they're going to convert. There's a machloket between the Zohar, the Midrash, the Rambam and other poskim, if they, those two girls were converted, or the not converted or anyway, they got married to them. Shema achat opa v'shema shenitrut. Bayur v'shusham ki esu shanim, they were there for about 10 years. Mutugam shnei machlon v'chidon, said the two children died. But because the Megillah says that the father died and the two children died. Now according to the Gemara, the Fiyah Gemara and the Rambam, the only sin, the head is the left Eretz Israel. If you live in Israel, you're not allowed to live in Israel. The Rambam and the Gemara, they both say, שניהם גם הרמב״ם כתוב בגמרא, אלימלך מחלון וחילון גדולי הדור היו. They were the biggest. We're not talking about simple people. We're talking about big צדיקים. צדיקים גדולים. Nevertheless, come to הרמב״ם, and this is according to the Gemara, of course, that they died and met who? Because they left Israel. Because you leave Israel, you don't die. זה מחלוקת עמוד הראשונים, if to live in Israel is one of the 630 מצוות. מחלוקת אם אחד זה אחד מתייק מצוות. But definitely, even if it's part of the 630 מצוות, you don't die for this. It doesn't say in the Torah, if you live in Israel, you're going to die. Maybe אסור לצאת מארץ ישראל, יכול להיות שאסור. אבל למות, to die, for sure, is not such a punishment. Nevertheless, here comes the Megillah Ba Megillah, and he said, he died, Elimelech, and he's too true. We like to skip that after they died, I'm sorry, I don't have to skip, ותקום היא וחלותיה ותשוב משדה מואב, כי שמע בשדה מואב, כי פקד השם את אמרת את המלאכה, and he says, she got up, and the two ex-daughters know, she's going back to Israel, חוזרת ישראל, because she heard that the famine is over. So the Midrash says, the Targum says, Boaz Chasida, Boaz was the tzaddik gadol, a very big tzaddik Boaz, but by the way, this is Naomi's cousin, he prayed it up to Hashem, with Palel Hashem, and the famine is over. The famine is over, she's going back to Israel, Choserat Israel. So the Megillah will tell you that she asks her two ex-daughters-in-law to stay wherever they come from. They are the daughters of a king of Moab, his name is Eglon. He says, don't come with me. What are you going to do over there? You don't know Israel. Stay. No, they argue. In the end, Ruth, Davkaba, Ruth is going with her. Ruth is going with her. The sister, Orpah, goes back to her mother's house. And Ruth is going. Ruth no locked it off. So if you skip to sentence 19, it says they're arriving in Israel. They come to Israel, and the Megillah says, they got to Bethlehem, ויהי חברן לבית-לחם, ותהום כל העיר עליהם, ותאמר נעזות נעמי. The Megillah says, they arrived in Bethlehem, and all of a sudden, there is a lot of people on the streets. Says the Gemara, what happened? What happened? Everybody's on the streets. The Gemara says, אשתו של בועז נפטרה, בועז wife died. Boaz's wife died, there's a funeral in Shabaya, so the whole city is there. The Megillah emphasized, you should know, they came, the Chazru, exactly was the funeral. It says, what do you have to know? Matzah Chazratin says, what does it make? Was the funeral in the house, in the city? Not only, not only that, it says, Kulayir Alehin. The whole city is so called in this confusion in this funeral. It was in the morning. It was in the morning probably. Yeah. Probably was in the morning. In the morning, yeah. In the morning. But actually, they arrived the day before. And when they arrived the day before, the Megillah says, they bow Bethlehem Bethlehem Ksir Seorim. So they came, the Megillah emphasized, they came the first day of Pesach, and also when they came was a funeral, so they can't say it was a funeral on the first day of Pesach. What it means is they came, and the following day was the funeral. But maybe they came, and everybody was in the street because she died. She died, but the funeral actually happened the next day. So Megillah tells you, Boaz's wife, he is so-called the president of Am Yisrael, the big tzaddik. His wife died, Ishton Nishtara. Matai, when? The first day of Pesach. And the Megillah emphasized that everybody is on the street. And also you should know, this is time that they're going to harvest the barley. Harvest the barley is called Tirat HaOmer. It's the time they arrive. So the question is, what's so important about those little facts? מה חשוב כל כך לדעת את הדברים האלה? ולנעמי מודע לאישה, איש גיבור חי ממשפחת אלימלך ושמו בועז, שזה מגיע לתת לי שאת נאו, this lady Naomi, really, she has a cousin, and his name is בועז. So it goes like this, אלימלך had few brothers, one of the brothers had Naomi, it means אלימלך married his niece, and also the other brother had a son, his name was Boaz. So actually, Boaz and Naomi are the nephews of Elimelech, and Elimelech got married to Naomi, to his niece. He has also another nephew, Boaz. It means Boaz is a cousin of Naomi. ותאמר רות המואבייה אל נעמי לחנה והשדה ולעשה בשבועים אחר השם פחה בינם ותאמר לך לכי ביתי. He says, there's no food to eat, she's going to the field. ללכת לשדות לחפש אוכל. ותלך ותבוא ותלקט בשדה אחר הקוצרים. She goes and she collects. In those days, used to go, the poor people used to go to the field, and whatever the guy that harvests, if he drops one or two pieces of wheat or barley, this is for the poor people. Or he goes and he forgets to harvest. It's collected, shishacha. And says, if he forgets, he leaves it for the poor people. So Ruth says, she's going to the field, she's going to get something because they're very poor, they have nothing to eat. ויקרא מקרה חלקת השדה לבוא עד אשר משפחת אלימלך. It happened to be that she entered the field, she doesn't know, but that still belongs to Boaz. Boaz was very rich, he was a shofet. By the way, he's 400 years old, and he owns fields. בני בועז בא מבית לחם, בועז came from בית לחם, ואם אלה קוצרים אשר ממחים לו הנברך השמוע, אז came to the field. Of course, in explanation means, you know, he comes to see what's going on, הוא בא לראות מה קורה בשדה. He says, it's very strange, the judge, you know, it's like the president of Am Israel at the time. כמו הנשיא של עם ישראל. What business, מה אתה? He goes to the field to see what's going on. You have to go to the field to see what's going on. Maybe supervision? Maybe. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that he comes to the field. No, Mr. Beir, הוא שם בא לראות עכשיו בשדה, מה קורה? The president of Am Israel, the tzaddik, can you imagine, the biggest person of Am Israel, he owns the field, he goes to the field to see what's going on. What do you have to go to? מה אתה מחפש שם? What are you going to see over there? What do you have to see? What do you have to see? It's nice to see. And he has a supervisor. He has some issues שומר שמה. ויאמר בועז לנערו הניצב על הקוצרים, למי הנערה הזאת? So the Gemara says that this Boaz came into the field, this is the girl, this is Ruth. So Ruth, the Gemara says, what business you have? The chief of Am Israel, Tzadik HaGadol, ben 400, 400 years old, what you are asking, who is this girl? וכי דרכו של בועז נשאל בקוצרים, בנשים, he says, this is the chief rabbi, he comes, he says, who is the girl? The Gemara says, no. He saw that she is very, very good girl. She's very modest, not sinua. But the Gemara says, he couldn't even see her fingers. She was walking with gloves. The Gemara says she was the prettiest at that generation. Yata achi yafa bador. Vachi tsua, the most modest girl. She was the prettiest and the one most modest. Not like in America. Yeah, of course. In America, the prettiest is not the most modest one. So, that's why Boaz wants to know who is this girl. So the question is still, so? So if she's modest, so what's your business? So why? It's just curious. רק סקרן. מה אכפת לך מזה, האישה הזאת? אני צנוע, מה אכפת לך? So the Gemara says, אולי לך מזה, so what? So what? She's very modest. So what business you have to ask about her? Of course you can say, you know, his wife died, and he's 400, so he's looking for a wife. Very strange. 400 years old man, you're looking for a wife now. It can happen, I'm saying it could happen. People in those days did live 400 or 500, even 600. But still, very strange. So he wants to know, what mission is, he wants to know what that, who is this girl? ויאמר הנער נשא בקוצרים, ויאמר הנערה מואביה ישב עשבה עם נעמי מזה מואב. This is a girl from Moab that comes back, that just came back with her ex-mother-in-law. ותאמר, she says, נהר אתה לקטנה בירושלים באומרים אחר הקוצרים, she goes behind the people. So the חכמים say, the Zohar says, הזוהר אומר, הייתה כל כך צנועה, she was so modest, the Zohar says, she did not want the people that walk over there in the field to look at her. What she used to do, she used to go behind the people. So the people used to go in the field and harvest. She used to, so-called, to go behind them. Nobody should look at her. She doesn't bend down, she only sits down. She's very, very special. This is what the supervisor tells Boaz. He says, she's a very special girl. But you know, Boaz, so he goes to talk to her now. First thing, he goes to talk to her. הלא שמעת ביתי אל תלכי לרקוד בשדה אחרי הלסן. First of all, I would like to know, I would like to ask, אני רוצה לבקש ממך, don't go to another field, don't go to another field. He says, גם לא תעבורי מזה, he says, please, don't leave this place, stay over here. עינייך בשדה אשר קצור, he says, please, put your eyes over here, so חכמים said, יש לי דמות eyes, יש לי עינות את הסדה עין הרע, she won't give a bad eye over here. והלכת אחריהם, you should walk before the people. על הציבית את נערים בביתים נוגח, I told everybody not to touch you. מה דמי נעזי מת? הוא מגיע להרוסבית עם רוח הקודש, המגילה נחתמה ברוח הקודש. מה משנה כל הדברים האלה? מה זה מגיע להסטורייז, בשביל מה המגילה כותבת כל הדברים האלה? The dialogue between Boaz and the girl, who cares about it? ותמיד, if you're thirsty, מצמיע, והלכת אל הכלים משתית, says this water in the back, says this water, go drink water. מאשר ישבון הנערים, he says he emphasized, go drink water, הוא מדגיש, לך תשם מים, מאשר ישבון הנערים, משחת יהיה water, he says no faucet, he says no, the boys are going to draw. He says again, מגילת הסטורייטית, אני לא רוצה לכתוב את זה, מה זה משנה, מה משנה הסיפור? והטיפול על פניה ותשלחו ארצה, שיפה לו נפיס, ותואם אליו מדוע מצאתי חיים בעיניך לכנס וכנופיה, You're so nice to me. So when you know, when you go to Allah, Haged Ugadli, so Boaz says, you know, I am so nice to you. I know you're quite nice. What do I? Tipu li, kol asher asit et chamotech achrim oti sheikh. They told me he was so nice to you. Mother, ex-mother-in-law, but as vi avich vi imech vach shumanteh, you left everybody, but here, Amma Shalom Adat, he emphasized, you came to a nation, you didn't know anything about the nation. הוא מדגיש את זה. לא ידעת שום דבר מה שקורה פה. ישלם השם פה הולך, השם מול פיו. What do you mean השם מול פיו? You should help me. What do you mean השם מול פיו? The man is very rich. He says, the girl is very poor. Her ex-mother-in-law is your first cousin. He tells her, you know, stay over here, come collect, בואי תשארי פה, תשתי, תעזור לה, help her. Go tell her, listen, come to my house. No, it's not nice. Don't stay here. He says, come to my house, I'll give you money, I'll give you food, go to your ex-mother-in-law, it's my cousin. He said, you know, come over here, Please stay over here. I admire you, אני מכבד אותך. המגילה emphasized, המגילה says, that he tells her, you know, he admires her, הוא כך מעריך אותה, because she left her house, and she went to a place that she doesn't know. הוא מדגיש את זה, היא באה למקום שהיא לא מכירה. ויום אל הבוא הזה את האוכל כשי הלום בוא תלז היה לנשטיין בוא תלז היה come over here לנשטיין ודין לנשטיין והוא נורד ואתה ימד גיל לה לנשטיין זה אחת מן הלחם ואחת מן הלחם זה פליז זה הוא נגיד לפיס אוף ברד אני פליז לפיס אוף ברד אתה תחל לחם why don't you give a lunch the girl is very poor you just give her a speech how much you admire her I said this is lunch a piece of bread זה אוכל, חתיכה לחם, תן לה משהו לאכול, give her, you know, some chicken, give her something, vegetables, give her something. Here, a piece of lechem, a piece of bread, this is your lunch. Even the union gives more. ותשת מצד הקוצרים ואתבות לקלי ותאכל ותזבח ותותר, not only that she didn't get a piece of bread, he gives a small thing, the Gemara says, a small thing in his finger, he has a piece of bread, he says, here's for you, here, this is for you. What is it, a joke? זה צחוק עושה ממנה. 40 years old girl, at 40, the daughter of Eglon Melech Moab, the daughter of a king, she came from a palace, was married, so-called to the prince of Am Yisrael, her husband was Machlon, maybe second half, maybe then after he died, maybe years. Do you marry her? So Machlon said about it. I said, now she comes back to Israel, after Metagir, it's the biggest mitzvah, it's to love a convert. 15 times the Torah warned us, 15 times the Torah, Mazira, he has to love the convert, he has to love the convert. He is a convert, he's a girl. The girl, her ex-mother-in-law is your cousin. First cousin, you're the president of Am Yisrael, you're the biggest guy, and you tell her, here, let's you lunch, small piece of bread, here's your lunch. זה האוכל שלך. מה זה האוכל שלך? זה צחוק? פתחו מלקט ויצב בועז את נעריו למור גם בין הנמרים תלקט ולא תחלימוה. So she then after lunch, she goes back to work. Come on, Lakek. Boaz tells the people, don't bother her, don't bother her, don't embarrass her. It says, you know, just pretend that you drop pieces of the barley, let her pick up, you know, wait a minute. Just give it to her. Give her a bed. Tell her, give her some flour to get her home. No, she's walking around the field. She's walking around the field. And you tell the boys, drop. Let her think that you dropped it. Let her have more barley. This is your cousin. What's the matter with you? ותלקט בשדה את העיר ותחבוד את השיר לקטע יקף הצורים. גם she came home, nothing, she started too much. ותישא ותבוא העיר בתרך ומותה את השיר לקטע ותוצא ותיתן לה את השיר הוציא המסובה. She came, she brought back something. ותאמר לך ומותה, נעמי צלת, איפה היית? איפה לקטע היום? איפה היית היום? Where were you today? אנא עתית? You, what did you do? אם את תלך ברוך, you say, you see, ברוך השם, the guy let you pick up some barley. ותגיד לך מותה את אשר עשתה, אשר עשתה אמו, said the company גמרא, and said, you know, you don't think you have the משולח. The משולח helps you. אתה לא עושה שום דבר עם העני, העני עושה איתך. ואתה אומר, שם האיש עשימו, היום בועז, בועז נבט הולדה, that he's the first cousin with Nomi, and says, this guy, Nomi tells her, it's my first cousin. גם ברוך הוא, נעמי says, you know, God bless him. אשר לא עזב את חסדו ותרים את המתים, ותאמר לה נעמי, קרוב לנו איש מגואלנו, הוא says, this man is our relative, very close relative. Very close relative. So that's how he behaves to me. This is your cousin. Shame on him. And then he wants to give him a blessing. So Ruth said, Zoe, he told me to come. He says, come every day. He says, Joe, very good. What is very good? Shame on him. Why don't you call your cousin or send him a text message? He said, shame on you. Did buy your stuff. That's my ex-daughter-in-law, and I'm hungry at home, I have nothing to eat. And this guy, you know, he's a very rich person, he has a lot of fields, a best adult. You may come over here every day to go with the poor people. So chapter 3, the Megillah says, Naomi calls her, says, Lit vatomela Naomi chamota, vatomela Naomi chamota, biti, alo abakesh lach manuach asher etavlach. He said, I decided, I'm going to find a shidduch for you. Ata, who is a candidate, this is one of the richest people in Israel, so Baruch Hashem, at least this. But this is the stingy guy. Ata, lo boaz mo da'atan, or asher ha'itim et na'otah, v'nei hu zoret gon ha'tzorim ha'layla. So you should know, this guy that you kept going, at olechet kol hazman ha'sadeh shalai, you kept going to his field, tonight, he stays in the field. So comes the Gemara and says, what is he doing in the field? So the Gemara, he sleeps over there on the top of the pile. He sleeps on the top of the pile. So the Gemara, why he sleeps on top of the pile? And so the Gemara says, because there are a lot of thieves those days, and they come over there, and they steal barley, they steal wheat. So this is the present of Am Yisrael. He is going to sleep on the top of the pile, Rech Rishon Lemala, Al Arima, he's going to sleep over there. He says, why? Because some thieves, there are thieves. Okay, there are thieves. So first of all, Baruch Hashem, you're very rich. And we already know that he has a lot of people working for him. So you call some people and say, listen, go watch. If somebody is going to steal something, get some people to watch. He says, you're probably 400 years old, but not 400. President from the Sishal of Israel, Shofet, Ibtan, he's going to sleep over there on the pile. So he's going to say, why is he going to sleep on the pile? Why doesn't he hire people? Where are these people? He has fields, very rich people, person. So what are you going to do? So where is the date? He says, here's the date. לרחת וסך ושמתי מותייך עלייך וירדת הגורן, אל תיבדי לאיש עד כלותו לאכול ולשתות. He says, you go down there, put your dress, put your makeup on, get ready, you have a date with him. He says, where is the date? On the field. In the field? On the field, here's the palace. Here's the palace, I mean, it's very rich. No. This is where you're going to meet the guy, on the field. He says, when? Midnight. He says, first he's going to have dinner, and then he's going to drink. She emphasized to her. He's going to drink. So, maybe he's going to be, you know, a little bit high, I don't know what it means. He says, then you're going to see that he's going to sleep. And that's the place where he's going to sleep. He says, you go lie down next to him. Go lie down next to him. This is the chief rabbi. Can you imagine? Chief rabbi. The biggest tzaddik. He says, he's going to sleep over there on the Bible, Revelation Shema Basadeh, America, she tells her, you know, you go lie down next to him, midnight. What do you mean? Who is such a nonsense? Misha Makel is fine. איך יכול להיות דבר כזה? איך מותר לעשות דבר כזה? איך מותר לעשות דבר כזה? Go lie down in the middle of night next to the chief rabbi. ואתה אומר אליה, כל השעות אמרו אליי, says, the root, I don't know, sounds like she is naive. He says, you know what? I'll do. She's going to do it. ואתה אליי, דגור, מתת כל השעות שלך המותה. He says, she's going to do something. She's going to get dressed. The best dress she had, she's going down there. יוכל בועז. בועל ate his dinner, supper. But yes, he drank his wine. But yes, the boy says he learned the Gemara. Says Lamad. The boy is coming to say Arima. Says he goes to lie down. But the boy balad. But he got married to Shkav. She's lying next to him. He bechat yalai at midnight. The Echad Yisrael Lafet. He says, who is this? He's hungry. He thought maybe it's a shed. It's a demon. In the Yisrael Lafet, that lady. Me, at the middle of the night. Who are you? He says, I'm a chil gutamatecha. You don't know me. I'm a girl. Comes to the field. What I would like you is to get married to you. ופרסת כנפיך למדיך שגואל אתה, you're a relative. You're a relative, you're cousin of my ex-mother-in-law, so I want to marry you. So the age is good. I mean, she's 40, he's 400, so it's just a zero. So zero doesn't count, אפס זה לא משנה. הוא בן 400, אם אתה 40, זה אותו דבר. ויום מבוחק לשם, God bless you. What do you mean, God bless you? He says, if you are the chief rabbi and if your son lies next to you, he says, excuse me, this is not the place to talk about this. Please get out of here quickly, as quickly as possible. I mean, if you want to get married, you don't get married on the field and in the middle of the night. First, I know, and maybe I know you, אולי אני מכיר אותך, אבל לא מתחתים בשדה על הערימה. He says, this is a hotel. מה הולכים למלון, או שמחת רץ, כמו שצריך, you make a wedding, but suppose we're not even, this is dollar, this is a cheap. No, no, this is the English. He says, you know what? You're the best. Shem Buchat, Shem Biti, Biti. He says, you're my daughter. She's not your daughter. Maybe it was the slang. אולי כל אחד קורא לאישה ביתי. מה זה הבת שלך? She's not your daughter. I said, you know, you're very good, my daughter. את הפחזך האחרון מהראשון, he said, what he's doing now is the best thing. הכי טוב, לבלתי לתחריו, אחרי מרדל משה, you know, you can get any boy because the Gemara says she was the prettiest one. But now you want to marry somebody very old. אתה ביתי, now my daughter, אל תראי. קושם לסאלה, כדי קושם בניקי, אשת חיילה, everybody knows that you're very, אשת חיילה, you're a very good girl, ואתה כמובן עם גואל הנכי, sure that I'm a relative, גם יש גואל קרוב ממני. There's somebody else that is closer relative. זה זה גמרא, who is closer, מי קרוב יותר ממנו? זה זה גמרא, it's uncle, יש לו דוד. It's uncle, and now the uncle, he's going to ask the uncle, he's going to הולך לשאול את הדוד שלו. He says, if he wants, if his uncle wants to marry wood, fine. He's going to marry. If not, no. Boaz said, okay, for sure, we're getting married. Getting married. No, that's not nothing. We're going into the chuppah. He says, first of all, he's not close to a relative. There is no such thing at all as called Yibum over here, it's called Yibum or redemption, Geula. It's nothing. She, first of all, she was a goy. And she converted according only to some opinions, she was never converted. So, when her husband died, this was the son of Naomi, she has no relationship, excuse me, with her ex-mother-in-law. Nothing. She knows nothing. She doesn't even, it's not the opposite. According to some Chachamim, he made a major scene, Mahwa when he married her. So of course, there's such a thing, somebody is going to redeem her, what do you mean to redeem her? This is nothing. Even according to Gamla, she did convert. Also at the time when we were not allowed to marry somebody from Moab. Nobody knew the halacha yet that you're allowed to marry a girl from Moab. That's what it's forbidden. There's no mitzvah at all to marry her. There's no mitzvah at all. So what do you mean you're going to marry her? I says, no, I'm going to marry you, but there's somebody else has a bigger mitzvah to marry you before me. Mishu go krob yitur mimini. You don't look krob yitur mucha. Yishnechem atur at the. Or yishnechem mutar at the. Atur lewa kamoshu. You're the same like him. What does it mean? Your uncle and you. There's nothing. There's no such thing. A close relative had to marry somebody that her husband died. The Torah talks is about a brother. A brother died, he didn't leave any children. His brother is going to marry her. That's called Yibum. But no other relative. This is the end of a Kaddish. Mishu Karov, Yitei Karov. End of a Kaddish. There's no such thing. Somebody is closer than me to marry. You don't know something that's closer to you. Nobody's closer. We and my uncle is the same relative to you. And both of us are not really people that have to redeem you. Elenu shum mitzvah nitchaten itach. Nevertheless, it says, lini halayla, it says, stay overnight. Don't stay overnight. There's a chief rabbi. It's 12 o'clock at night. I says, either you get out of here, or she get out of here. You don't tell the girl, lie down over here. Go call a taxi. והיה בבוקר, in the morning, אם יגלך, טוב, יגל, יסתם בבוקר. אתה תקריא טקסי, מה זה שאתה תשכב שם כל הלילה? לידו. אם יגלך, טוב, יגל, אוקיי, ואם לא יחמוץ לגולך, יפידסנו, וגלתיך אנוכי עם, כמו שאתם יודעים. חי השם שכבי עד הבוקר, פליז, זה גמרא, he swore to swore to השם, he won't touch her, it says, lie down till the morning. אז ישכב מגלותם, עד הבוקר, ותקום בטרם יקיר יש את ראו, שיקר הבבר יולי, before dawn. ויאמר עלי ודע כי באה אישה גורן, כשגמרא says he was praying, הגמרא אומר שהוא מתפלל כל הלילה. He said he was praying to her the whole night, he said let her lie down next to me, and all night he's praying to Hashem. I hope the media will not find out today with the internet. He said in 5 minutes it's going to be all over the world. He said this is the chief rabbi lie down over there in the field on the top of the pile with the prettiest girl of the world. So the whole night he was praying. He says in the morning, בבוקר, אומר, תברכי מהר לפני שיבואו כל העיתונים וכל הרדיו ידבר על זה. ומבוא, אבל, listen, why do you better stay over here? Don't let her stay over here. So you should have told her right away, 12 o'clock at night, when she came, she באה, לכי גברת, לכי הביתה, אני אפגוש אותך בבוקר. I meet you in the morning. No, lie down the whole night. He says, the morning before the light came, before dawn, he says, run as fast as you could before everybody will see you. And then he says, oh, Boaz, the big tzaddik, the faker, with the big beard to his knees, he has a girl over there on the top of the cross. Say, shame on this. So says the Megillah, Bayomer, Rabbi HaMitpachat Asher Alayich, he says, please give me the handkerchief. You have a handkerchief? He says, before you go, what I want to give you is like this. It says, listen, I want you to take something to your ex-mother-in-law. He takes 6 pieces of grain of barley, he puts it in the handkerchief, he says, you see these things, 6 things? He says, give it to your ex-mother-in-law. Comes the Gemara and says, what is this, a joke or something? The Gemara says, no, he knows everything, he hints to her, he hints to her that Mashiach is going to come from her. Mashiach is Emina. What is Mashiach? This is the Haftarah that we read the last day of Pesach, שגענו בערים החונשי פזר. ונח עליו רוח חוכמה בינה, רוח חטא וגבורה, רוח דעת בירת השם. נביא ישעיהו עושה את זה, נביא אומר שלמשיח יש 6 דברים, משיח הוא להפסיק סטינגס, חוכמה בינה, עצה וגבורה, דעת ויראת השם, he knows, he looks at her, he knows, he is רוח הקודש, he is like נבי, he says, you know, now that you got up, I want to send to your mother something. עכשיו את קם, אני רוצה לתת לך 6 סורים, I will give you 6 pieces of barley, give it to you ex-mother, no, she knows what it is. She comes home, she gives it to her. Then the chat next to her says like this, בועז עלה השער, בועז went to the gate. ואם נבן את הדגית, בשביל מה עולה לשער? מה זה שער? מה זה שער? שם כנראה יושבים השופטים. שופטים משתנים לך בכל שעריך. אז מי נזיז בבדים, used to sit over there at the shower at the gate. He is the head of עם ישראל. אז זה מגילה כזה, ובועז הלך השער. He went to the gate. וישב שם, he sits at the gate. Of course he sits at the gate. אז זה מגילה כזה, תהיה לו, he sits at the gate. אתה מבין הכל כבר? הבנת הכל. אתה יודע את הסופר, אתה יודע מה. אמרתי את זה פעם. כן? והנה הגואל עובר. The means he sat down, the means ברגע שהוא יושב, his uncle arrives. הגואל הגיע באותו רגע. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? How it happened? How did it happen? He says, he gets there over there in the morning. He gets to the gate, all of a sudden his uncle passes by. Says the Gemara, פתאום הוא הגיע. Says the Gemara, no. הקדוש ברוך הוא so-called flew him in. That's the language. הקדוש ברוך הוא flew the guy. It means, I don't know what it means exactly, אני לא יודע מה הכוונה. הקדוש ברוך הוא כטיסו. זאת אומרת, הקדוש ברוך הוא flew the uncle. So the uncle is there. So ביומר, סורה. סורה means, come around. שבא פה על פלוני אלמוני, please sit on over here. ביצא וישב. He comes around. לא ביצא. What סורה means? She says, hello, excuse me, I want to talk to you. The Megillah says, the word Surah. Okay. So Boaz took 10 people and he asked the guy, would you like to buy the field? You want to marry the wood? He said, no, forget about me. I don't want to marry you. Forget about you. Okay, fine. So the Megillah says that Boaz said, I'm going to marry this girl. I'm going to, fine. So, Meruchol Am Asher Bashar Vatkenim Edim, Edim, says everybody over there at the gate said, you are witnesses, you know that you want to marry her. He said, Hashem et Aisha Baal Betecha Tirachel Ucheleah. He says, they give him a blessing, his house that you're going to marry this girl, to be the house, Yeah, Bait Moshe Rachel Beleah, Shebanu Shtem Bet Israel, of course it means our mothers, Rachel Beleah, Vasechal Befrata, Yivet Chate Bet Peret, Asher Yaldat Tamar Yehuda. This, you know, you come from Peret, from Yehuda, so it should be like Tamar, that she gave birth. ויקח בועז את רות בתי לו לאישה. ברוך השם, they made a wedding, very nice wedding. At night he's having a heart attack. He died. I mean, ברוך השם was 400 years old, low cholesterol, low blood pressure, he's sleeping on the pile, he comes to the field, everything healthy, nothing, bill of health, he gets married to the girl, that night he dropped dead. And the morning was a funeral. In the meantime, Baruch Hashem, she's pregnant, the Megillah says. But tell it ben, 9 months later, תשעה חודשים אחרת, נולד בן. So the Megillah like this, ותאמר לאנשים אל נעמי, ברוך השם, אשר לא השבית לך גואל היום, יתרש ממנו בישראל. He says, ברוך השם, at least you have a son. Okay. ויהיה לך למשבנה ושחקת, ותיך שחקתי על עזרו שבנים. So the Megillah, ותיקח נעמי את הילד ותשיתו בחיקה, ותהי לו לאומנת. All of a sudden, there's no information how old was Naomi, but she was not a youngster. The Megillah tells you, Ruth Baruch Hashem, she's 41 years old. She gave birth Baruch Hashem. Her ex-mother-in-law takes the baby. When she takes the baby, she's going to so-called raise the baby. He said, what do you mean go to raise the baby? What do you mean? It's my son, eventually. Shema Dabach Tadzeh. But Rabbi said, no, Naomi lakata yelet. Naomi took the baby. She is going to raise, you're going to get her. What do you want to get her? What's wrong with her mother? Nothing. Who needs to know this information? But Ikrenan, what's his name? What was the little boy's name? You know, he's an orphan, his father is dead. I said, what his name is? He says, but Ikrenan lo ashchenot shem. I says, the neighbors, give him a name. Can you imagine you want to come to Brit Milah? So the man asked him, what's the name of the baby? He said, let's ask the neighbors. Let's ask the neighbors. The mother is here. The mother is here. The grandmother is here. Not English, the grandmother, ex-mother-in-law is here. I says, what do you mean you ask? I says, Boaz has maybe brothers, maybe his uncle and that. I says, what do you mean you ask the neighbors? You ask the neighbors, what's his name? He says, his name is Obed. But he cried out, Shchinot Shem, the more you love, Ben and Amir, the name of Obed. Who are Yishai and David? He says, David's grandfather, his name was Obed. He says, who gave him the name? The ladies. Who were the ladies? The neighbors. Ashkenot Kohot Lo Shem. Ayim Asher Rechal Kohot Lo Shem. Nisha Mada Bar Kaseh. Who had such a thing? With your permission, huh? Yeah, this means yeah. But she took him. She grabbed the baby, and she's going to raise the baby. And not only that, the neighbors are calling his name. With your permission, Ashkenot Chumash. I would like to start with Parashat Lech Lecha. Parashat Lech Lecha, if you remember, Avraham Avinu, this is chapter 12, and you see what really what the Megillah is all about. The Megillah tells you that Avraham Avinu left Haran, is going to Israel. Avraham Avinu is going to Haran, Israel. The Torah says, this is chapter 12, sentence 10. That's a Bereshit. It was a famine. It's the first famine the Torah talks about it. It was a famine before Avraham Avinu, the Gemara says. But here the Torah says the first time you have the word Ra'av, famine in the Torah is here. Pam Rishonah Ya Ra'av Ba'olam Shekatub Ba'Torah. Ya Ra'av Lepnechem Gamkem. Was in time of Avraham Avinu. It was a famine. וירד אברהם מצרים על הגור שם כי חבד הרב ארץ אברהם ליד ישראל, אברהם עוזב את הארץ. קם כרמב"ן, רמב"ן של נחמני, זה חטא גדול חטא אברהם. זה מייג'ר סין. מה יילך ישראל? מה יילך ישראל? Hashem told you to go to Israel, he left Israel. By the way, Abraham married his niece. But the Chagav Abraham is telling him, Bat Achiv. More light, Elimelech married his niece, Naomi. Not only that, like that, Abraham's nephew was Lot. Aben shel ach shel Abraham, היה לוט, הבן של אח של בו, של, זאת אומרת, הבן של אח של אלימלך היה בועז. בועז and Naomi are cousins, but they both are nephew and nieces, and niece, they both a nephew and a niece of Elimelech, like Abraham had Sarah that married his niece, and Lot is his nephew. So the Rambam says, it's a major sin. So you can't leave Israel. You're not allowed to leave Israel. So Elimelech was, let me go to the Megillah, Elimelech was the chief, Elimelech היה גדול אדום, ואז הרמב״ם, דגמר עושה את הרמב״ם, דגמר אומרים, אסור לעזוב את ישראל, what did he leave Israel? הרמב״ם, דגמר says, that's why they died, מתו בגלל זה, they died because they left Israel, you don't die because they leave Israel, but you die if you don't pass your test, this is according to your height, according to your job, that's how הקדוש ברוך הוא measures you, הקדוש ברוך הוא בודק אותך לפי המצב שלך, it says you, Mr. Elimelech, אתה Elimelech, אתה כמו Abraham Avinu, you're the head. By the way, Abraham Avinu was so-called was the first king. The nations made Abraham Avinu a king. האומות הכתירו את אברהם, עמק המלך, הכתירו את אברהם שהוא יהיה המלך. אברהם is the first king from our nation, and says this guy, אלימלך, is the king. He says, אלימלך, זה גמרא, he says, אלי תבוא מלכות. He says, the kingdom comes to me. He says, you're not allowed to leave Israel. He says, אברהם אבינו, but he made this mistake, says the Ramban. Hashem was very upset at him. He says, now you're leaving Israel? He says, kill it. With your permission, if you skip, to chapter 13, sentence 5. פרק י"ג פסוק ה', וגם ללוט הולכת אברהם היצון לבקר באוהלים. לוט was very rich also. לוט was very rich, ולא נסע אותם מארץ לשבת יחדיו, כי היה חושם רב בשם רב ולא יכול לשבת יחדיו. This is they were very, very wealthy. והעיר ריב was a fight. This is chapter 13, sentence 7. בן רואה מקנה אברהם ובן רואה מקנה לוט. It was a fight. Comes the Gemara and says, what's the fight all about? Says the Gemara, Lot shepherd, when it's the Gemara, Aroim Shalot, Ayugazanim, used to be thieves. They used to take the sheep and put it on private property to eat. And the shepherds of Abraham, where Abraham Mokhashimotam, says, why is this gazelle? It's a theft. So, Abraham calls up Lot, he says, what's going on? Your shepherds are stealing. So, Lot is leaving. He's leaving. So the whole thing starts from, I emphasize, Nimagish, Kol Arib, the whole fight between Abraham and Lot, that's going to be, started from theft. Get it? From theft. So they're going to separate. So they're going to separate. So Abraham tells Lot, you want to go one place? Or I'll go. So Lot said, no, I go. He says, where does Lot go? And he says, by itself, and now we have Kolas, Pigadun, Reverence, and Shechat Hashem. He says, he looks at Zom Vamora. Kigan Hashem, Kigat, and Samo Chatzor, it looks like Gan Eden. That's how Lot Kolas, Pigadun, sentence 11. Lot chose Zom Vamora. He's moving to Zom. If you skip to Parashat Vayera with your permission, this is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided he's going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu הולך להרוס את Sodom and Gomorrah. This is chapter 19. Chapter 19, it says like this. ויבואו שני המלאכים שדומה בערב. The two angels arrive, the two angels before, during the day, they were at Abraham Abinu's house. This was the day before Pesach, ערב פסח. ערב פסח המלאכים היו את אברהם אבינו בבית. Therefore, Abraham Abinu told, Abraham Abinu told, Abraham Abinu told, you go make matzot. And it says, at night, it means later, after there, the two angels arrived. Angels usually fly. So they flew into Sdom, the Lot Yoshev Beshar Sdom. Lot sits at the gate. Lot sits at the gate. Lot goes to them. He uses the word Su. If you remember, Boaz also told this uncle Su. He says, come around to my house. To stay in my house. Stay in my house. Says the Gemara, why Lot is sitting at the gate? Says the Gemara, Otay minu shofet alem. Lama Lot yishev bashar, hu ha-shofet. He is the judge. By the way, Boaz is the judge too. Boaz is also the judge. Ibsan, his name was Ibsan, Shmoya Ibsan, Oya Shofet. Here, Lot is sits at the gate, Yeshem Bashar, Kimo, Boaz, Ugam Ole Lashar. Since by Tabo, Moroz, by Yisrael, Abba, Bezuv, Yisrael, Mishteh, Bechlop, Matzot, Atar, Bayochelu. Since he gives the Matzot, says the Gemara, where you give Matzot to the Malachim, and just Lama to tell Matzot to the Malachim, Petchaya, it's the first day of Pesach. First day of Pesach, the angels came, it means this is Eder Seder now, this is night, they came at night, they come at night to Lot's house, Lot sits in the gate, now the angels come inside, he makes for the Matzot, Oselai Matzot, Lama the Pesach, okay. So the Terem Ishkavon, before they go to sleep, and share, you know, she's done, the Sabu, and Abayt, Minar, Ba'atakhen, everybody, the whole town is next to the house, they want to do something bad to the guests, at the end, the angels will tell Lot, we're going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. The Torah says, this is the destruction. The first day of Pesach, Sodom was destroyed. Somebody wants to say Kaddish for the people of Sodom, and he says, it's not the people of Sodom, it's us. Rabbeinu Bachai, Parashat Korach, says Rabbeinu Bachai, Parashat Korach, the people of Sodom, it's our, we are the same Neshamot. Tama Neshamot shel Dor Sodom, otu davar. We are Sodom, it's not they. And he says, we are Sodom. And he says, Rabbeinu Bachai, I don't think the people in Mitzrayim, the people in Mitzrayim. Al tachshov she'anashim in Mitzrayim, ze anashim Mitzrayim. Ze anachnu otu davar. We are the same people. They said, what is the date, Ma Tarich, that Sodom was destroyed? The first day of Pesach. First day of Pesach. So the Torah says that the angels told him, don't look backwards. And of course, if you see sentence 26, it says, "Batabet ishto me'acharav, batein etziv melech." He says, his wife, look backwards, she died. So when did she die? Died the first day of Pesach. Lot's wife died the first day of Pesach. Boaz's wife died the first day of Pesach. He says, Naomi and Ruth, they get back to Eretz Israel from Moab. He says, the whole city is outside. He says, when was the last time the whole city was outside? Here in Sodom, in Ham of Lot. He says, what happened? Somebody died. So who died? Lot's wife died. Who is Lot's wife? Boaz's wife, she died. That's what the Megillah tells you. Okay? So, after the destruction, since Baya Lot Mitzua Vayeshev Baha Ushtev Notav Imo Ki Ayah Shev Betzorah. So Lot left him in the city, he's afraid, there was earthquake over there. Vayeshev Bamara Ushtev Notav. He sits over there in the cave, and then the older one comes to the younger one and says, our father is very old, let's give him some wine, and let's get married to the father, and the older one gets married to the father, and comes. She has a boy 9 months later, and she named him Moab, comes to Gemara and says, shame on you, you named him Moab. The word Moab means from a father. He said that he went to school, asked him, what's your name? He says, Moab. He said, what's your Moab? It's in my mother had me from her father. Gemara says, what? That's how you name somebody. Comes down here and says, you know who is this girl? This girl is Ruth. He says, Boaz is, Lot is the father, that's why he calls her BT, my daughter. I understand the whole story. He says, Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed because lack of tzedakah. Lack of tzedakah and a lot of threat. He says, this is Lot, so-called separate from Abraham Avinu, because his shepherds used to steal hay from other people. He says, and Lot agreed with them. And Lot, his scheme, Lot said, okay, I'm going to separate from Abraham Avinu. He says, where did you go? He went to Sodom. What happened in Sodom? Hashem destroys Sodom. Hashem saved Lot because of Abraham Avinu. He goes to the cave, he marries his daughter, and now they have this son. But this, the problem is, the Gemara says, Matati David Avdi, Sodom, says the Gemara, Lot carried the Neshama of Mashiach. Lot carried the Neshama of Mashiach. He says, what is it that we miss? He says, we miss by this marriage. Excuse me. Excuse me. Lot carries inside the Nishmat Mashiach. That, look what happened. He transferred this to his daughter, and from the daughter, he got a little baby. He says, that little baby's Nishama is damaged. is them that got back, got to this world via a father and a daughter. The Gemara says, Avraham Avinu was so embarrassed. Avraham Avinu had to move. It says, everybody was talking about Lot. I don't know how they got it, but people know, maybe they had internet those days also. They said, everybody said, look, she got pregnant from her father. I said, how do you know? How did she got pregnant from her father? Whose business is this? She didn't tell anybody, but got it. People know. Says, listen, that's what damage was done. Here the Gemara says, come Mr. Boaz to correct it. That's what Boaz called her, my daughter. That she is so-called his daughter. And that's when Megillah is going to tell you the story. He is, like Lot was the judge, Lot sat at the gate, angels so-called flew to Lot. It says, Lot's wife died on Pesach. The whole city came so-called around the day that she died. It says, the same thing is going to happen to Boaz. It says, he's the head of Am Yisrael. He goes over there, he goes to the field. It says, what are you doing in the field? It says, the Gemara, if somebody is going to ask you, why did Hashem destroy Sodom Amorah? The Gemara says, forget about the fact. The Gemara says, Haketa Akata Abba Elaya Sukala. The Gemara says, really, the decision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to destroy Sodom Amorah was not because how bad they behaved. This maybe Hashem would have waited longer. But what happened was, I said it was a girl. She was another girl, another daughter of Lot. Her name was Plotit. She used to go to draw water every day from the well. She found on the way a poor person that had no food. In his dome was a rule, you're not allowed to give tzedakah. So she used to put in a pail a piece of bread from the house, a small piece of bread. She used to go into the well, and he used to wait at the well. And she went, before she put the pail inside the water in the well to draw water, she used to pour out, to spill out the piece of bread, and the poor person used to grab it and eat it. So the police in Sodom were very suspicious. How this poor person manages to live? How does he live? Who feeds him? They send spies behind, and they found that she gives them. She gives them food. They took her, they smeared her body with honey, tied her, and the bees came and stung her, and she died. Says the Gemara, that's what the Torah says, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu said he's going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, he's going to see that girl, if they let her die, Haketakata, Asherba Elai, Asu, if that's really what's going on, they let those bees sting her, it says, I'm going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. So says Navi Chazkel, Yad Ani Be'Eryon Lo Echzikah, it says, somebody's going to ask, what happened, Sodom and Gomorrah was Gan Eden, where is it, under the ground? He says, why is it under the ground? It's a lack of tzedakah. It says, because of that girl. Who is this girl? The daughter of Lot. Comes Navi and says, you should know, this girl Ruth, inside her, she has so-called two entities. It is one entity. This is the older daughter that she got pregnant from her father. Something should never have happened. And that's because Lot drank wine. And the second thing is, she is a representative of the other girl, of the daughter of Lot, the other girl, that she used to give piece of bread to that poor man. Comes the Megillah and says, listen, this is Boaz, it's the biggest tzaddik. It says, he, the president of Am Yisrael, is very rich. He comes to the field. Why do you come to the field? He says, he comes to the field to make sure that they leave on the floor, the people that harvest, the workers over there, they live on the floor for the poor people. He says he wants to make sure he won't make the same mistake he made in the previous life. When he was robbed, he stole from people from the field. Not only stole from people from the field, it says Sodom was destroyed because of lack of tzedakah to the poor people. He comes to the field, he manages. Yes, the manager over there said, everything is right. Since I wasn't right, it says he's watching. So what are you watching? I'm watching to see that my workers leave certain things for the poor people. Then he asks, who is this girl? And he says, you know, when he sees somebody very, very modest, he says, modesty is to correct so-called the damage that was done by Lot and his daughter. He says, oh, this is the girl from Moab. He says, oh, perfect, now I know. He calls her up and says, oh, I admire you very much. I admire you. He admire her, he says, you left your place to a place you don't know anybody. This is the daughter of Lot also, the Gemara says they went to a cave. They were in a cave, in a field, and they thought the world was destroyed completely. It says after what Hakadosh Baruch Hu did to Sodom and Gomorrah, they were hiding in a cave, they thought the world is over. It says, Boaz tells this girl, he says, you also did the same thing. You're going to start a new world. You left your house, you went to a place you don't know anybody. He says, I admire you very much. I saw how modest you are. I saw that you carefully, not taking the Gemara, says, in three pieces of wheat or barley folds, it's not collected. He said, it's the balabait, it's for the owner. He said, what was watching her if she steals it? No, she doesn't steal at all. He said, come over here. What I want you to know is to do this. I like it very much the way you come over here. Because I really understand who you are, and me, I know my job. My job is to give, and your job I see is also to do the same thing, not to steal, and you're very, very modest, please come over here every day. Now, what I want you to know is if you're thirsty, you go to the well. Go over there is water. This is why? Because Lot's daughter used to go to the well. It says, if you're hungry, I give you a piece of bread, a small piece of bread. He said, what sort of bread? Why did you give her lunch? He says, no. He hints to her that this piece of bread she used to give to the poor person over there. I said, come over here. She goes home, she tells me, oh, you know, I went to the guy. She says, oh, it's my cousin. The best thing, I want you to go and marry him. So I tell you what to do. He's going to sleep on the pile. Why is he sleeping on the pile? Not because he's afraid somebody is getting steal from him. He has workers to watch. He wants to prevent those people to do this theft, to that act. He wants so-called to make sure they won't come. This is when you have a guard, he's going to start screaming, don't come. No, he wants to be there. And if a thief comes, says Darius, and says, what are you doing? Why are you stealing? So there's a story of a Prophet Chaim, that in the middle of the night, his wife woke him up and said, there's a guy, a guest of his that sits in the house, and he packs up all the silver. And it was snowing outside. And the guy started to run, and the Prophet Chaim went outside and ran after him. And told him, everything is yours, it's yours, don't run. I don't want you to have a scene that you stole. It says, what is the head of Amisrael? He lies over there on the top of the pile, not because he's afraid somebody is going to steal from him. He wants to prevent that those people will do that act. So he's going to tell them, don't steal, you're not allowed to steal. So Naomi tells him, you go over there, you lie down next to him. Lie next to him, like Lot's daughter lie down next to Lot. But he drank wine, and from that wine was born a little baby that his name was a disaster. He says, you lie down with him. She comes over there. After he drinks, Naomi tells her, he's going to drink. Like Lot drank. You lie down with him. He tells her, lie down with him till the morning. I will not touch you. Not like what happened once that Lot, so-called, was drunk, and he did something he was not supposed to do with his daughter. He says, lie down next to me. I don't know, in the morning, he says, the morning will run. Before the media will come there, because just gossip will be a lie. I didn't touch you. So the Gemara, he prayed to Hashem. Hashem, what I'm doing now is Hashem Shemem for you, to show you what it means to correct the soul of the Mashiach, so-called, that was damaged at that time by Lot and his daughter. Said, you know what? I really don't want to marry you. Because I really do, but I don't. I really do because you're the prettiest one. And you're a very good girl. And I know that I have to marry you. But there's another guy. I'm testing myself to see and to show Kadosh Mahol that I'm not after you. There's another guy, it's my uncle. If he wants to marry you, let him marry you. He's not really closer than me. It means that I really want to prevent myself from falling in a trap. And so in the morning, the Megillah will say that Lot goes to the gate. Boaz goes to the gate. Like Lot was to the gate. Says the Megillah, all of a sudden his uncle arrived. Says the Gemara, how did he arrive? She says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu hit his soul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu flew him in, like an angel flies. They says, remember, the two angels also flew to Lot, while Lot was sitting at the gate as a judge. His boy is a judge. They says, the uncle flies in, asks me, you want to marry? She says, no, I'm not. So the people over there say, you know what? I want to give you a blessing. He said, what's the blessing? He says, your house that you wanted to build now is going to be the house of Rachel and Leah. I wonder Rachel and Leah. He says, Yaakov did not know till the morning who is Rachel, who is there. You remember, Yaakov wanted to marry Rachel, and Leah made a switch. The whole night, Yaakov did not know who is the girl. When you marry Shem Shamayim, you don't know who is the girl. He said, I have no idea who is the girl. In the morning, she got up. Oh, Yaakov said, oh, you must be Leah. How come you cheated me? He said, the whole night, you didn't know? You didn't know? No, when you marry Shem Shamayim, I don't know who is my love. I married this for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says Tamar is the same thing. Tamar married Yehuda Lishum Shamayim. Yehuda did not know who is Tamar, and Tamar married him Lishum Shamayim. It says the people of Megillah tells you, they give a bracha to Boaz. This house that you're going to marry this girl will be exactly like the marriage of Yaakov and Rachel and Leah, like the marriage of Yehuda and Tamar. So Baruch Hashem, they get married. He dropped dead. He's dead. Now he's dead. Like Lot was once with his daughter, he got a baby. Says Boaz is once with his wife, got a baby. Once got a baby. Okay, but she named the baby Moab, Lot's daughter. So this baby is going to is coming to this world after 9 months. He says, forget about it, she doesn't raise him. He says, ex-mother-in-law, she takes him. Not only she doesn't raise him, then she doesn't give her a name. He says, the neighbors give her a name. He says, what is his name? His name is Obed. He's going to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's going to be the grandfather of Mashiach, David HaMelech. He says, you're not going to name him. He says, I don't want to name my child. Last time I named him, Moab was a disaster. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, Israel, you're allowed to start a war, so-called, to bother Moab because as a punishment for the mother that named her son. My son was born from a father. Such embarrassment. I says, this guy, Boaz, married 100% Lishum Shamayim. He calls Ruth my daughter. I says, that's what the Megillah emphasized. He's going to do the same job, but he's going to so-called clear the cloud, the smoke around this neshama that came to this world by so-called preventing this to happen. He lies down next to her, and then he died. He finished the job, he died. He says, now you have Mashiach, you have Obed, his name is Obed. It's going to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's when the Megillah says, this is what the neshama of Mashiach is. This is when we correct that thing that we married Shem Shamayim. If you remember, Adam HaRishon on the first Friday also married his wife without the permission of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without the modesty, and the Gemara says, Yom HaShishi VeYechulu HaShamayim VeYechulu Yom HaShishi BeSivan. It says, on Shavuot, you have to correct this idea of not stealing and modesty and purity. It says, that's why the Chachamim says, that he decided to read this Megillah Rut on Shavuot, and that's what the Zohar says, the Begalut Atidini Metak Megalutam. It says, the Zohar says, on Shavuot, you should expect Mashiach to take us out of exile. It's because on Shavuot, this was the birth of David HaMelech. This was the birth of the Neshama of the Mashiach that was corrected by Boaz Mor. Chag Sameach.